The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Wanda has given me the signal, and it is time. It is time for the holiday edition of Freed on Business. We're in the week between Christmas and New Year's, and that means it's family time. So I'm joined today on the show by Simon. Listen to me. Shayna and Simon Kofsky. You're my niece and nephew, aren't you? You could say something into the microphone. Yes? Okay, well, they're really chatty, so it's going to be a great segment when they're on.
They're practicing.
They are practicing. All right, well, listen, we got a great show. It's show 400. Show 400. I cannot believe that this is the 400th show that I've done.
400?
That's right.
I have that many pennies.
Well, I bet you do. And we're going to do a whole great thing. I'm going to say a bunch of thank yous. We're going to review some of the best interviews that we've had in the last 4 years. We're going to thank some people. We're going to look to the future with my niece and nephew. And in the final segment, I'm going to also look to the future. It's going to be a great show. Stick with us. Wanda's going to rock the house. Wanda, you're in charge of the music. Let's go. Oh, yeah, I just love that song. I wanted to play that one. That was just for me. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and you don't need to keep the faith about that. That's a fact. You know, the Warren Henry Advantage, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's keep the faith in 2017.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, it's that time of year when everybody needs some extra money. And how do you get it? You can get it by maybe refinancing your house. That's right, rates are going up. So call now. Give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. That's right. Call me at 305-773-6300. Maybe you had a short sale. Maybe your income's a little bit dynamic. Maybe it's going up and down in your income. Maybe somebody used a credit card and didn't tell you for a couple of months and your credit suffered. Well, you need a loan? Give me a call because I can help at 305-773-6300. If your loan doesn't fit into the normal box, I can help. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got an overseas client. Hey, foreigners, financeable? Yes, they are with me. Give me a call, Jim Fried at 305-773-6300. Because as Bruce Turkell will tell you, when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, it's Family Day here on Show 400 at Fried on Business. It's Family Day, and I've got my two favorites right here. We've got Simon Kofsky and Shane Kofsky. They're from Atlanta. They're 14 years old, and they've got some interesting takes on everything. Kids, make sure you lean into the mic. We're going to start with Simon. Simon, I know that you like to play the horn in school. What is the type of music that you like to play the most?
I like to play jazz the most. I play trumpet in the school's jazz band and a jazz band at Georgia State.
Well, that's pretty cool. I like to do a little bit of riffing here with Wanda on my own. Usually we do it with words, though, but we are kind of freeform. We have Bruce here. It was sort of jazzy, wasn't it?
It can be.
Thank you. Thank you. You're giving better
sure.
answers than them.
Uh-huh.
There you go. So, Shayna, now what do you like to do in your free time at school? What's your favorite topic at school?
Probably my favorite class is chorus because it's a very nice group and community. Also, it's really fun to sing.
It's a good time.
It is. Well, see, now this is what I mean. We've got positive energy coming from the next generation. You know, you watch TV, you see only the negative stuff that comes out. I wanted to bring some positive stuff here. Now, Simon, I know you're, are you an Eagle Scout yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, are you working towards that?
Yes, I'm in the rank right before Eagle Scout.
Okay, what's that?
It's Life Scout.
Okay, now you go on trips, right?
Yes.
Where's your favorite trip that you've been to?
Every year our troop goes to the Nantahala River and we go whitewater rafting, and that's always my favorite.
Oh man, do you go do camping and cook on the open fire out there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Now, Shayna, do you go out? What do you do for extracurricular activities? You play a little softball?
Yeah, I played on our softball high school team this year, and that was a really nice experience.
What'd you like about playing on the softball team?
Well, I liked how it had a bunch of different grade levels. We had, like, seniors, juniors, freshmen, and sophomores, so it was really nice to get to meet everyone who went to our school.
Oh, my God, this is just a great view. I mean, this is the type of people we have coming up into the world today. You know, it's not all these negative things that you see on TV. Today is all going to be about positive stuff, only positive stuff. So, Simon, when you go whitewater rafting on the Nantahala, do you have a story that you like to tell about something that happened on one of those trips?
Last year, I was in a personal raft called a ducky, which is an inflatable kayak, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
And we were in a very narrow part, and I flipped over back over front.
Front over, like head over heels here?
Yeah.
And you got up, and you still were rafting?
Yeah, I had to swim a bit.
That's pretty cool. Well, that teaches you self-sufficiency and the ability to believe in yourself. These are very important things you need in life.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Shayna, what's one of the really cool experiences you had with the softball team this year?
I would say doing, like, tournaments and going on the bus to games because we all get to hang out and talk together. Also, it's really fun to be at the game, and it's a really nice experience.
Wow, this is really terrific. Now, tell me a little bit about, you know, I know that you don't watch TV a lot because your mom won't let that happen when you're studying and such like that. I get the little raised eyebrow. I guess you watch a little stuff. What are you seeing in civics? I know, Simon, you take a little civics class. What are you seeing in the world today? What have you seen going on in your class? Maybe what's one of the things that they talked about in class that you found interesting?
The class I take is Advanced Placement Government, and we learn a lot about how the structure of government works and how recently with the Congress and the president being different parties, how that makes it harder for laws to be passed, and I found that interesting.
Okay, what do you think is going to happen now that they're all from the same party?
Laws are going to be passed, and no one knows yet how the laws will affect us, but hopefully they will affect us in a positive way.
Did any of your classmates and you take any active role in the election doing anything during this cycle?
No.
Okay. Did you watch any TV? Have any opinions?
I'm not very happy with the election, but it
okay.
is what it is.
That's fine. That's fine. You're okay. We don't do politics on the show, but we understand that some of the young people may be a bit concerned. What do you think about what's going on in the world today, Shayna? How do you feel? I hope it's bright and sunshiny because you're always positive.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty good. I'm in the same class as Simon, and we're learning a lot about the government. And, I mean, since there's a lot of checks and balances, even if something bad happens, it won't be the worst thing ever.
Oh, I love this girl. She's the optimist. She's the optimist. Now, Simon, what do you think you'd like to study going forward? I know you really like music. You're starting with tennis. You like the government classes. What do you think? What do you think going forward are things that interest you?
Well, next semester I'll be taking health, and I run cross country at school, so I want to find ways to improve my running. Like what I eat before, how that will affect how I run.
Well, you should listen to the show because we talk about that all the time. We had this lady on the Earth Diet. Your Aunt Vivian knows all about that. She gives me, you see it, all the stuff that I put in my smoothie. I guess maybe that's what we'll do tomorrow. Tomorrow's got to be smoothie day, right? Okay, now, Shayna, last question goes to you. What's the favorite thing for you to put into a smoothie?
Berries. I love berries.
Yeah, which berries do you like the best?
Raspberries. They're really good.
My gosh, are you feeding her all the answers to the questions? Because those are my favorite berries. Those are my favorite answers. And I guess these are my favorite people. We're going to be right back with more of Show 400. We're going to have some great stuff. We're going to talk about the past, the present, and the future. We just had the future right here on the show. And I got to tell you, I got to put on my sunglasses because the future looks bright to me. Wanda, take it. I'm walking on sunshine because I'm with these two beautiful kids. But hey, if you're walking on sunshine, you probably need a new car. If you need a new car, I know who you should call. My good friend and your good friend, Larry Zinn. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And today, they come with me bopping and rocking. Hey, you know what all that means, the Warren Henry Advantage? That means complimentary dent repair. Key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, you need a mortgage? I got one for you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right. I'm with Spectrum Mortgage, and we specialize in issues that start with, hey, I've got a special situation. So when you explain your loan to somebody and you start by going, I've got a special situation, that person you're talking to should be me. That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're U.S. residents and you have a little bit of bad credit left over from the recession. Maybe your credit score is not what you want it to be. Maybe somebody used your credit cards and didn't tell you. That's right. Maybe you forgot to pay something. Well, give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I've got a surprise for you. If you don't have perfect credit, it's not going to be a perfectly fun time for you to get a mortgage. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, I can help you. Maybe you're a realtor. Maybe you've got a foreign client that's trying to buy a condo, townhome, or regular home, and they just can't get financed anywhere no matter how hard you try. You should call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300 because we can help you finance your clients. We're one of the oldest private lenders in Florida. We'll lend up to $15 million pretty much anywhere in the state. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. It's my show, and I'm back, and it's show 400. So we want to talk about some of the people that have made the show great over the years. Well, I want to start out with one that was on the show last week, Bruce Turkel. Bruce comes on the show, and he talks about the fact that it's always about them, about the other person. Well, when Bruce comes on, he just electrifies us, and he is terrific. He's just written a book called All About Them. And you should go get it. I gave it to people for the holidays. It's just terrific. And so Bruce is one of my, is my first guest out of the gate I want to give a high five to. Who else do I want to give a high five to? I want to thank Mike Fay. Why? Because Mike came up with one of the best quotes that we've had on the show recently. Mike said, I asked Mike, what was the urban development landscape starting to look like? And he said, donuts. That's right. Mike came up with donuts. What does that mean? Well, I call that vertically integrated activity centers. Everybody's going to start having to live where they work, and they're going to have to recreate and shop where they work. Why? You've been out on the roads? Well, not necessarily today. Today's pretty good. But generally speaking, it's rather difficult to travel around there. Who else have we had on the show recently that was terrific? Well, we had Phil Spiegelman on. That's right. Phil Spiegelman was on talking about the great way that he helps to reimagine where Miami is at all times in the marketplace. And he talked about how he positions Miami. And we teamed him up with Bruce Turkel. Bruce is one of the people that came up with the Miami logo, that orange script logo. So it was really, really a very interesting show. I want to thank them for being involved with us as well. Who else do I want to thank? I want to thank Abogado Gigante. Who's that, Hugo?
Who's that?
And that's Cesar Alvarez, the guy that runs Greenberg Traurig. He was on, he was interview 1,000.
Say his name three times twice.
Abogado Gigante, I mean, Abogado Gigante, yeah. Abogado Gigante.
That's it.
Cesar Alvarez, Cesar Alvarez, Cesar Alvarez. He's the man. He's the man. I really enjoyed having him on the show, and he gave great, great humor. And by the way, his Uber driver that day, we all remember, was Miss Vivian. And of course, I want to thank, Andrew Morton. Andrew Morton, who's been on the show talking about philanthropy. Andrew and his practice, Andrew specializes in philanthropy for some of the biggest name celebrities in the world. And Andrew's been on. He's been helping us with the Find Vivian a Kidney campaign. And another person I want to say high five to is the folks at the CCIMs. Steve Riggle, Frank Rodriguez. We had some of our best interviews. In fact, I'd say our best interview in a long time was with Ken Rosen, especially the fact that we had Ken teamed up with Kirk Felici and Gene Berman. What a great show that was. Ken talked about the historic perspective of real estate, how he finds properties to invest in. Of course, I want to thank his son, Britt, who's the president of the CCIMs this year. And I want to thank all of the CCIMs, Sandra Goldstein included, for making the show great. Also, Danny Zalonker, the rest of the CCIMs, they've been great. They're going to continue to give us awesome content.
High fives.
Lots of high fives.
Oh, we just had to get all those high fives in. And okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Just needed them, yeah.
I know, I needed a little break there. I needed a little. Can I get more high fives? Thank you.
All right, get out of here.
Chest bump.
Chest bump. Yeah, that
there
hurts.
You go. All right. Ow. I want to thank some of our condo folks. I want to thank Gil Desert. Gil's always terrific. And I also want to thank Carlos Rosso. They're partners on some deals, competitors on others. But these two guys make the market very healthy. We've also had Neil Fairman on the show. He was terrific. And one of the other condo folks that we've had in the past, Art Falcone. He was terrific. And I want to thank as well Dan Codzi. These folks are changing the face of the way that Miami is, we live in Miami, that we experience Miami, and they've really, really brought some great stuff to the show. Now, one of the really neat guests, and I'd love to see if we could find her to play some of her stuff, but I'll just have you go look it up on our website. Go to our website, search any one of these people. You can hear the interview that we had with them. Khalilah Ali.
Hmm.
Remember when she came on the show and she was channeling Muhammad Ali?
Golden.
Oh, it was amazing. She was on. She gave us some great stuff about Muhammad Ali, especially when she talked about the fact that what they did when they were barnstorming the country and how he responded to some of the negative energy that was thrown his way. Let's see some of the... Recently we've had AJ Gindy, Beanie Mason, the heroes from Renewal on the show talking about organ donation. And, of course, we've had on a number of times Vivian Freed.
Yeah.
We want to thank Vivian for coming on and bringing what she brings, her special salsa, to the show as she looks for a kidney. Some of the other charitable people that we've had. Michael Mandich. Mike Mandich is on, and we'll have him on again in a couple of weeks, talking about the Dolphins' ride to cure cancer.
The Dolphins.
That's right. The Miami Dolphins. High five to the Dolphins
high
for the playoffs. That's right.
All right. Yeah.
On the positive energy scene, we're going to have Michael Cooper. We want to thank Mike Cooper. Mike is the guy that was – he's the one that's talking at the baseball. He's at the Marlins event that they're having at the Marlins ballpark. Of course, I want to thank the sponsors. We'll get to them in a minute. Who are some of the other folks that we've had? All the interesting doctors that we've had from UHealth.
Yeah.
Ashwin Mehta. Oh, Ashwin Mehta. He is the person that we have on that talks about mindfulness. He's terrific when he talks about mindfulness. And our family office go-to guy, Tom Handler, the king of family offices, especially the portion where you're talking about, I'll have to say it this way, asset protection.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a big Cubs fan. I want to thank our sponsors. Well, I haven't done that. I'm not going to do that yet. I'm going to do that in a couple minutes. I want to thank some of the other guests that we've had. Jim Engleton. He's one of our most retweeted guests. Jim's on. He talks about cybersecurity. He's with Aegis Financial Services. And, of course, just a couple of weeks ago, we had one of our best shows. We had Marty Zayac on. And Marty. That's right. Remember when Marty shot my face up and gave me the... shot me with Botox and gave me the Miami peel. I must look at
least.
It's
on Facebook.
That's right, it is. In fact, a lot of great stuff's on
still
Facebook.
There.
It is. It doesn't go anywhere.
I know.
That's what Zuckerberg gets.
Unfortunately.
Well, hey now, my stuff's
clogging
good.
Clogging up the atmosphere.
Hey now, talking about clogging up the atmosphere, that's what my niece, Nicole Freed's doing. Not really clogging it up. She's actually helping the atmosphere because...
she's freeing up the... atmosphere.
That's she doing
freeding,
that.
Freeding up the
freeding
atmosphere.
Up the she's atmosphere. Freeding up the atmosphere because she's with the Ignite Law Firm. She's writing and managing the legal stuff there for marijuana. Of course, I want to thank Matt Gold, who piloted the show with me quite a number of episodes. Matt was a great person on the show for many, many months. We have Matt on. Of course, we'll talk about some of the other folks that work with the station as well. We'll talk about them in just a second. I want to make sure I get some more of these folks in that I wanted to make sure I said hi to.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure I say hello to our first guest of all time, Richard Swerdlow from Condo.com. Rich, I want to thank you for kicking us off. That's sort of the list of the folks that I had that I wanted to thank. And I wanted to thank Lyle Sharif and Arden Carson from our day where we had the event at Greater Miami Jewish Federation when they came on and talked about it. And, of course, Lyle and his great discussion about helping Vivian out. I want to thank some of the folks at the station. Wanda, hide your ears here because I'm going to thank you.
Well,
that's right. I'm going to thank Wanda Miles, the Wanda Miles.
Yeah.
That's you, girl. That's Wanda Miles. She brings her, can I call it, sense of humor to the show?
If that's what you want to call it.
I'll call it that. Of course, I want to thank Larry Mann.
My mother
Mann.
Calls it something else.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. You can solve that. Larry Mann, I want to thank Larry, John, Johnny. I want to thank Mike T. I want to thank Sandy and Robert Pitts. I want to thank AC as well for riding the show. Yeah, Mike T. And then, of course, Jim all the way on the other end and everybody else. So I want to thank all of them. And now I do want to get to some of our sponsors. We've had some great sponsors. I'm not going to cry. The sponsors pay the bills. We had some early sponsors, Mike Marino and Rachel Sapoznik. We've had the NFL alumni and Howard Fabian since the beginning. Lauren's Kids for many years. And, of course, I want to thank the CCIMs. They've been our sponsors for a while as well. We've had for many years the University of Miami Health System. That was Pascal Goldschmidt and all the other people there. I want to thank them. And they were terrific for helping us through all these years, Joanne Leahy and the rest of the team over there. I want to thank Julio Gonzalez and the folks from from ETS. And I want to thank Don Weidenfeld and Magnum Energy Solutions. But the number one high five thank you goes out to our longest tenured sponsor, Larry Zinn and Warren Henry, because without Larry and Warren Henry, we wouldn't have the type of show we have. They've been with us and provided us with the backup to have this show. And it's really phenomenal. I can't thank Larry and the team over at Warren Henry, Ismet and Peter and May and all the other folks at Warren Henry. I want to thank them so much. And of course, I want to thank you, our listeners, which I do every week, because without you, it wouldn't be possible. Now, our next half of the show, we're going to talk about what I see coming down the road in the future. And I may do some more thank yous and some more for Show 400 kind of stuff. But that part of Show 400, the thank you, now that's out of the way. Of course, I never thanked the Related Group or Spectra Mortgage. I never thanked the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies.
We've got lots of time.
All right. Well, is it time for me to go to a break?
Why not?
All right. We'll be back with some more great information that you can use to wrap up the year. We're going to get more lists, more positive energy. I'm going to blow some more great feeling at you for the second half of the show. So stick with us. I think I may interview Simon and Shayna some more. So, folks, stick with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Wanda, it's yours.
Off to my city, off to my home. We're flying up no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.
Oh, man, I want to thank Wanda for piping in the feel-good music. Wanda always knows the solution to how I'm feeling. She always knows the right music to put on to get me going, and I hope that she's helping you ease through your holiday season right here. And you know who else can help you ease through the holiday season? Our folks at Warren Henry. That's right, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Simon, do you want an Infiniti?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, well, we're going to make sure you get one. And you got some great Infinities for Simon. And, you know, we've got the Jaguars. They got exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. And Simon's going to join him, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
hey, what are you going to do when your traditional bank says no? If your loan doesn't qualify for the standard stuff, if it's not going to ever be a Fannie Mae loan, you got to give me a call. Jim Freed at 305-773-6300. You go, why? Because, hey, if you start out your discussion with, I've got a special situation, the next sentence is, you better call Jim Freed at 305-773-6300. Why? Because we specialize in special situations. Maybe somebody forgot to pay a bill. Maybe your credit rating went down for some reason or another. Maybe you just lost your job and you need to cash out, pull cash out of your home. There's all kinds of reasons that you need to get a loan. All of those are reasons that you need to give me a call. Jim Freed at 305-773-6300. My specialty. Oh, yeah, I love this. When a realtor calls and goes, Jim, I've got a borrower. They want to buy this condo. They've got 50% down. They need the other 50% to close. I can't find any place to get it for them. I go, well, you didn't call me. You stopped looking. Because I can help. So give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Start the year out right by giving me a call. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, we're back. It's show 400. We've got a great show. It's holiday time. Juan has been playing some great music. I've been thanking people left and right and talking about some great guests that we've had. But today we've got some of the best guests of all. We've got Simon Kofsky and Shane Kofsky. They're my niece and nephew. I brought them on show 400 because I want to give them a glimpse into the future. They'll be on show 800 too when they're getting out of college. So, Simon, tell me, what didn't you bring today that you wish you would have brought?
My trumpet.
Oh, yeah, why?
Just always fun to play.
Yeah, well, I think it would be great. Wanda, can we do a trumpet thing sometime? Do we know how to, like, do a musical event in this studio?
A trumpet thing?
Yeah, like when a kid plays a trumpet and he can, like, give us a musical interlude?
Sure.
All right, well, we'll
do
that next time.
We can do any trumpet thing.
And what didn't you bring? You did bring something, but you didn't bring it to the radio show.
I brought my guitar.
That's right. So we got a couple of players here. Is that it?
Well, maybe you guys can work up a theme for music for the show, and we can just play it all the time. So you guys work it up. It's like a score. And then there it is. Boom. It's like a family business.
Yeah, you can drop the mic.
Keeping it in the family,
babe. You can drop the mic. Like that.
Dropped.
There you go. Exactly. I like that. Now, tell me, guys, what's the thing that you've seen on TV that you think is the most interesting thing that you've seen lately? Simon, you go. Oh, Shayna goes first because you're worried. Okay, Shayna, what do you like? You have anything?
Well, I don't watch the news that much, but I like watching shows like The Voice.
Okay, so what have you seen on The Voice that you found to be interesting?
I feel like it's really cool how they have a bunch of different singers from different backgrounds just going on the show. I think that's really cool.
Well, I think that's cool right there. Just a young person with an appreciation for the multicultural world. And she's from Atlanta, for crying out loud. Imagine if she was from Miami. She'd be living it every day. Simon, what do you find interesting out there?
I watch a lot of football on TV, and I find it interesting how one tiny thing, one play, can impact a team's entire season. Such as if their quarterback gets injured, that's pretty much their season.
Well, and what do you think I think that's a great analogy for things that go on just in the real world. Do you think that that's sort of like parallels things that can happen in life, if one small thing can change things?
Yeah, one small thing can cause a large effect.
Yeah, I know. Now, Shayna, what's an example of one thing that you've seen go one way and then it kind of has an impact on something?
Well, I guess when people are just, like, nice and positive to each other, it can really make someone's day.
Oh, my gosh. This is exactly what I want to be putting out there. See, we got hope, America. It's not all that negative stuff that you see on the news stations. This is what the real world is. We should be having more of this. Now, Simon, what do you think about Wanda's T-shirt with Mr. Bubble? What do you think about Mr. Bubble?
I think Mr. Bubble's very fun. And makes everyone smile when she walks in the room.
All right. Wanda.
That's good to hear.
Wanda, see that? You got
After
this.
After all these years, he's still got it, Mr. Bubble.
He sure does. You bring him to the party every time. I love Mr. Bubble. Of course, it's got to be the Mr. Bubble.
He kills it every time.
It's got to be from the soap, though. You can't make the natural bubbles. That's not really the best
all
part
right.
of the bath. Exactly. Right. Now, Shayna, what do you think about Mr. Bubble? You like Mr. Bubble?
Yeah, I think he's pretty funny, too.
All right, cool. All right, now listen, we talked a little bit about the future with the kids. Now I want to talk about the things that I see is going to be happening. And what I see is going to be happening is that we're going to have a continuing improving economy, believe it or not. I think that we're going to continue to to go along. I think that it's going to be okay. Everybody should calm down, not get all freaky deaky about everything. I think that right now you're seeing the Fed make some moves on interest rates that make sense because they need to have some room to negotiate. I think that you're seeing the executive branch. Now, we don't talk politics much on the show, but I think right now you will see the executive branch, and I think that they're staking out some positions that they can have some maneuvering room. You don't have to necessarily like their positions. You can't like everything, but you have to appreciate the fact that at least they're working to create some space between us and some of the people we're negotiating against rather than just cajoling them and saying everything's going to be okay. Let's see. Going back to the kids. Have you noticed anything with global warming? Does that impact your life at all? No is a fine answer. No, right? No? No? Shayna, global warming?
Not really where we live.
Well, see, one of the things that I've noticed about Atlanta is that there are more pop-up rain showers in the summertime than there used to be when I was driving through there. And we were there. I was there one time as a real big, let's see, what was it? A big, where it didn't rain a lot. So what do they call that? A drought.
A drought.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting old, so I can't remember. But from my house, I can see a lot of the different changes in the tides, and it really is kind of scary. But I got a feeling that one of the people that's your age is going to come up with a solution. Wanda, how much more time do we have in this segment?
As much time as you'd like, Jim.
I love that. Okay, I love having lots of time in the segment. So I believe that the 2017 is going to be a positive year for the economy, but the most positive thing that I can foresee happening in 2017 is Vivian's going to get a kidney.
That sounds good.
I'm telling you, this is the year that Vivian's getting a kidney. It's been 3 years. It's been 300.
So be it.
And 65 days for 3 years is almost 1,000. It's more than 1,000 days, isn't it? That's a freaking lifetime is what it seems like to me. And she's tough as nails. She goes to that place. They stick that big needle in her arm, and she comes home, and she does the best she can, and it ain't easy. It ain't easy, but we're going to find her a kidney. We had those guys in town last week, 2 weeks ago. They went up. They did all kinds of promotions at the different synagogues. We're going to have them back. We're going to help Beanie Mason go meet some people, and she's going to help people understand that you can give a kidney to somebody as a donor and still have four kids and be an instructor and all physically fit and everything. So it's great. So this is the year that that's going to happen. This is the year where the mortgage business is going to start cranking, and we're going to do some great mortgages, more mortgages, help a lot of people out, because that's really what it's all about. You know, you heard Shayna and you heard Simon talking about how they wanted to do some positive things, that they enjoyed the positive things that they see out there, because isn't it the way we are when we get started that we're positive? And then it's the things that come up around us that maybe tinge our perspective just a little. Well, we need to get back and peel away all of that negativity and get back to the childlike view that Shayna and Simon espoused. Yeah, you can't be Pollyanna, but you do have to have some positive energy. You've got to realize that there is good stuff out there, that good things are going to happen. That's what it's all about here. We get Michael Cooper on, we get Brewster Kell on. Wanda and I try to pump positive energy at everybody all the time. Our show is all about positive energy and bringing positive energy to you. And that's right, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. Brewster Kell would come on and say, it's all about you. But what I want to come on and say is that it's all about us. If you noticed, again, what the young people said, they said that they liked the things that showed the diversity in the community. If you saw the faces behind our show, I'll just give them to you. You've got a complete collection of everybody, and everything runs and does our show. There's not, I mean, it's just the greatest. And what is it about my show that's the most important to the community as far as I'm concerned? Well, what I want to do is make sure I leave you with one word every week. And that word, Wanda, play the music. That word's coming up in the music as soon as I hit Wanda too fast. But this is what we want everybody to be when they listen to our show. We want them to feel like this at all times. Wanda, run it.
What?
Oh, I thought you had music. I miss this guy. I can't believe he's gone.
You miss him already.
Yeah, I do.
But look what he left behind, man.
He left behind this. All his great stuff.
He left it around. I love it when they leave good stuff behind.
If they do, they do. They did leave good stuff behind.
No bills.
No bills, just good stuff. Happy
Thank
stuff.
You.
That's right. We just
Thank
want people
you.
To be bouncing and being happy.
Thanks for being here.
That's it. Play a little music. We're going to come back with the fourth segment. The fourth segment's going to be all about you, so stick with us. It's going to be great. I can't wait. Wanda, make me bounce. Dancing tonight. wanted to pump it in here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Wake me up. Oh, my gosh. That guy, I don't think he's waking up again, but we had a great time with him. I want to thank George Michael for the great music that he provided and wish him a happy and successful second phase back up there in a happy heaven where I hope he is. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So see them for their year-end deals. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wham! We'll go dancing tomorrow night. It's cold out there, but it's warm in bed. They can dance, we'll stay home and stare.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, it's me. It's time for me. That's me, Jim Fried. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, why would I call you? You'd call me if you need a mortgage or some other capital for your real estate. So call me at 305-773-6300. Why? I'm one of the oldest private lenders that there is in the United States. We make loans from $150,000 up to $15 million. U.S. borrowers, foreign corporations, we'll lend you either. Hey, you need a loan to value up to 65%? Well, we can help you with that. Are you from a foreign country but can't find a lender to help you? Well, I'll help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Canadian, want a condo, can't find a lender? Call me. Maybe you're a U.S. person, but you had some bad credit. Maybe something happened. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Had a short sale, can't get a loan? Give me a call. 305-773-6300. Last time this year, because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back, and I've had two special guests with me through the whole show. Shayna and Simon Kofsky, my niece and nephew. They're 14. They're from Atlanta, and they've been adding some positive energy to the show. This segment is going to be about me and you. Me, Jim Fried, and you, the listeners. Because for now 400 episodes, we've had a rapport. And I want to thank everybody who's been listening to the show, and I know you listen, because you come up to me on the streets, you poke me in the chest, and you go, Warren Henry, and then you walk away. So I know you probably listen to the show if you do that. Other people say, hey, Jim, I know that you're on. I love listening to you on the way home. I go, why? You love the content? They go, no, it means it's Friday tomorrow. I go, okay, whatever it takes. So I've got a lot of people that listen to the show, and I want to thank you all. Because without you, I say it every week, but I really wouldn't have a show. Everybody goes, well, who listens? And I usually am in a room and I wave my hand and I go, this is who listens. I pick up cards when I go out to the events and I have my mom enter them. My mom, who's here today with the kids, she's here. She's a big part of the show. Mom, thank you for helping me build the list. And Sandy, thank you for helping me use the list to reach people. And I want to really thank, of all the people, I know she's going to give me a really hard time. Girlfriend, I want to thank Wanda.
Wanda, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Listen, Wanda, without you, I really wouldn't have a show. I mean, I've had them through the years. I had Mike T's been good. I've had Ace.
You like the way I push
AC.
The buttons, do you?
I like the way you push the buttons. I like the way you push me around. But what I really like is I like the positive energy that you bring.
Hey,
I know that
you
save it up all week to bring to the show, to reach out to people. And it is a great thing that you do with me. And I really can't thank you enough. You are, without a doubt, my other half here on
the
show.
You're like a brother.
Yeah, I am like a brother. Thank you so much. I've been working a lifetime to get one of those. So back at it now. Everybody out there, I hope that you're having a great time for the holidays. I want you to have nothing but the most positive holiday season. Take a break. The person that cuts you off on the road, they're hurrying someplace. Maybe it's my mom. She always goes 25 miles an hour in the right-hand lane so she doesn't hit the person in front of her, never realizing that the person behind her is who she should worry about. But Everybody's got their way that they approach life. And as I get older, I'm trying to appreciate that. I try to appreciate my little niece and nephew. Come here, give me your hand, honey. I love you so much. You guys represent all that's good that I see that's coming in the world. You, Simon, what a beautiful dude. Every year you open up just a little bit more to me, and it's the most amazing thing. I love you so, so much. And Shayna, what a heartbreaker you're going to be with all those singing and holding your hands and with your friends. It's just great. And Grandma Lolly, you know, she really helps you with everything. She set the table. And I don't know how she does it. I should have interviewed my sister for the whole show. She's reared three kids. Watch out, Wanda. It's going to fall. My sister's raised the three kids. The three kids have come out absolutely amazing. I don't know anybody that's going 3 for 3 on kids like you are, honey. So that's about it. I really want to just thank everybody. You know, Bruce Turkell, I'll keep giving him the kudos for the whole show. Bruce told me recently that my brand, I said, my brand is Jim Freed. He goes, no, that's your name, Jim. I go, Freed on Business. He goes, no, that's your radio show, Jim. I go, I hold him up. That's your business card, Jim. I go, what's my brand, Bruce? He goes, Jim, your brand is that you self-actualize by helping other people achieve their goals and enjoy their life. So you know what? That's really why I do the radio show. And you heard the two kids. That's what they appreciate out of people in life. People that just bring goodness and positive joy to people. Well, that's what everybody's really, really just looking for. People that are untainted and unspoiled, that's what they want. So why can't we just here for the end of the year all agree to pull down the BS and open up for just a couple minutes to each other and try to be joyful and loving just for a couple of minutes, not because it's Christmas, Kwanzaa, or Hanukkah, not because it's New Year's, but because we're all members of the human race. Just like the little kids said earlier, and they ain't so little anymore. They really know what they're talking about. It's all about being good to each other. We're all in this together. Who's in there? Is that you chomping away there? I'm hearing somebody chomping away. I love you, kid. I'm just breaking your chops on the radio. So all we got to do, the giggle is my sister. So all you got to do is just stay positive. Stay positive. Come together. If you've got family, be with them and love them. If you don't have family, find it and make it for yourself. Because this is now 2017. Life goes through your fingers so fast. In a flash of an eye, the person that you're with and you will be just a generation older. If you're lucky enough to live that long. And we had George Michael just pass. Everybody's dying all around you. I've had 3 or 4 friends die this year. Maybe that's just because I'm getting old. But I'm going to go slow now, and I'm going to go through all the thank yous. I want to thank our sponsors, the Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, some of our old sponsors like UHealth. I want to thank ETS and Early Shares and Warren Henry at Magnum Energy Solutions and Kind Snacks and the NFL Alumni Association. This is our 8th year, and listen to the people who we team up with. It's just amazing that they help support us. The Miami Marlins, the Miami Dolphins, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, the University of Miami Health System, we call them UHealth on the show, the CCIMs, Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305, and perhaps our most important sponsor, Lauren's Kids. And why is it that Lauren's Kids is our most important sponsor? And I'm almost going to end the whole year talking about them. Because as you heard on our show, the most important resource we have is our children. And you have to go out there and protect them and look for the unusual situation. That's what Lauren's Kids is all about. Go to laurenskids.org and find out the signs that you need to watch for so that you can protect your kids. Because even though they're old enough now to protect themselves, there's always somebody out there who's angling to get the drop on them. And when I was Simon's age, just a little bit older than Simon's age, somebody took advantage of me. It can happen to anybody. So I'm not going to leave us on that negative note. I'm going to say it's a positive note. You got to be out there. You got to be always vigil. And I want to thank everybody for just 400 shows, 8 years of just great positive feedback. I love all of you. I love it when you come up and say hello. And here we go. I got my ratty piece of paper that I use for the thank you. And here we go. I want to thank South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Kind Snacks, the CCIMs. I want to thank Shayna and Simon, Tarek Maddox, UHealth, the Warren Henry Automotive Group, Shelley Bloom, Espresso Marketing, the Miami Marlins, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, Bruce Turkell, Lauren's Kids, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Publix, Magnum Energy Solutions. That's right. All these people have been sponsors. Sapoznik Insurance, Mike Marino, UHealth. But of all the people I want to thank you. I know it's been long and monotonous, But hopefully you've listened because it's about to get really fun. Join our community and give us comments and feedback. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet me at Jim Fried at Fried on Business. Facebook, it's a really awesome environment. LinkedIn, YouTube, the website, hits keep coming. Hey, if you missed today's show, it's going to be rebroadcast on Friday at 7. It's also going to be up on our webpage, www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 880 AM next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. It's going to be a new year. We're going to have a whole new lineup of guests. It's going to be awesome. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, it's yours.